Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hello, Ross. How are you?
Dude, I'm great. I'm just a little slow to get off the speaker for you.
Hey, Ross, it's weird. It's so funny. I was just saying last segment, like, we need to pep up here a little bit. I feel like we're more down after the in Cleveland. We're more down after the Browns win over the Texans than we were for the loss to the Chiefs. It almost felt like they played better in the Chiefs game. And I'm like, all right, we got to snap out of this. It's silly. A win's a win in the NFL. Even the best teams don't win as well as you'd like them to win, I guess, every week. Are we being too sour? Should it just be a win is a win, or is there more to it? What do you think?
Well, listen, I mean, this is where you guys are at now, right? I mean, it's about expectations. And you guys have really high expectations, and you should. And so you want the team to look good and win. And obviously you guys have Super Bowl hopes, and I don't blame you. I think you should. And I would say in particular the defense has been disappointing so far, and was disappointing against Houston. And who knows what would have happened in that game if Tyrod Taylor didn't get hurt.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he was running around like crazy and making throws. What do we make of this Browns defense so far, Ross? A lot of new faces on the defense. Joe Woods in his second season as defensive coordinator. There's a lot of fans here that are already calling for him to be fired to some degree. I think it's way too early for that. But why do you think the Browns defense has struggled so much?
Well, I don't think the linebacker level or even the secondary is the strength of the team. But from what I've seen, it seems pretty clear that they are counting on the front four to be able to get a consistent pass rush, and that maybe that's not what they're getting as much as they thought they would. I think they thought they had a dominant front four that would enable them to just, you know, have Clowney and Garrett and those guys go and be able to play a lot of, you know, coverage behind it, drop seven. But I don't think that's really happened to the extent that they were hoping it would.
We're talking with the former NFL offensive lineman, Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Ross, Jarvis Landry, who has never missed a game due to injury, gets hurt, hurts his knee. He's going to miss at least three games, goes on the IR today. Obviously, they've been without Odell. They will get him. Well, we hope they'll get him back this week. How big a deal is the Jarvis injury in your mind?
Well, it's not good. I mean, he's far and away the most reliable, consistent receiver that Baker Mayfield has. And so to lose him, I think, is a major bummer. I don't think anybody, you know, he's been so durable. You mentioned it. I also think he just brings like a toughness, an edge. I don't know what it is, but there's something about if you have a receiver who's like that, it kind of just pumps up all the guys.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to see a guy at a skill position like that that has an edge to him that'll play physically. And I think he makes the other guys play to his standard, just in preparation, in terms of how hard he plays, how physical he is, how tough he is, all those things. So I think it hurts. I think it's a loss. I also think it's pretty good timing for Odell Beckham Jr. to get back in the lineup and step up and try to help fill that void a little bit.
You know, you bring up Odell, and we were talking about this earlier in the show, Ross, with when it comes to Beckham, it's almost like he's on his own timeline for getting back. You know, obviously the Browns doctors have an opinion, I'm sure, of when he should be back to being 100% healthy. But when it comes to him, you know, feeling he's confident mentally and physically, it seems like he's just not there. How much do you think it's on Odell to get back?
Well, it is on him. You know, I'm not there, right? I'm not
right.
Talking to doctors. All I have to go on is sort of what Kevin Stefanski said. And I know we talked about it last week, and I referenced Saquon Barkley, and I got some tweets from some of your listeners at Ross Tucker NFL saying, well, Saquon got hurt in the second game, and Odell got hurt in October, so, you know, it's not the exact same timeline. And that's true. But I'm just going by – I mean, weren't there reports during training camp about how great he looks?
Yes.
All the beat reporters were saying that. And by the way, Joe Burrow got hurt his knee after Odell.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I think quarterback and receiver are different. But, you know, I think you started it by saying, seems like Odell's on his own. I don't even know what word you would use, but I would agree, yes. Odell is on his own timeline, I think, in life. You know, I think, I said this when he was with the Giants, and people just destroyed me for it. But it was either his rookie, it was probably his second year, when he was having an awesome season for the Giants. Obviously, his rookie year was amazing. But his second year, he was having an awesome season. But then he started having, like, all, like, the, you know, the net issue and getting kicked out of games and the Josh Norman. And I just said, you know, this guy's never going to be what he could be. Everybody's like, well, look at his stats. Look, he did this, he did that. But I just was thinking about, like, Jerry Rice and guys like that. And it's kind of a shame because I guess I felt like Odell, I mean, he has rare ability. You know, those first couple years I think were as good. Like, he's up there with, like, Randy Moss, best first couple years for NFL receiver ever.
Yeah.
And the injury stuff is one thing, but it just seems like all of the other things had or have a really high importance to him, and it's his life, and I'm sure he makes a lot of money off the field with the commercials and stuff. I mean, I remember, was it last year? No, it must have been 2 years ago when I was on the field pregame and he was wearing, like, a really expensive watch. I took a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before the game, like, while he was playing. I just, you know, I think he got so much fame so early, and I think he makes a lot of money off the field that I think it just kind of skewed everything for him from a football standpoint.
Ross, if you're the coach of the Browns, would you rather see Justin Fields or Andy Dalton this week?
Andy Dalton, for sure. Because I like the known quantity, the known commodity. I think Justin Fields and the unknown would scare me. Justin Fields and the legs would scare me after what Tyrod Taylor did. You know, Justin Fields and the unpredictability would probably scare me a little bit. You know, and by the way, it's going to be Justin Fields. I mean, it always cracks me up. Like, thank goodness for Dr. David Chow, the former Chargers team doctor, because the Bears are doing the whole week-to-week thing, and Dr. Chow is like, no, it's a bone bruise. He's out for at least a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. So I don't have to buy into the Bears' garbage. And by the way, I don't think we'll see Andy Dalton again. Because if Justin Fields starts the next couple games, why would they put Andy Dalton back in at that point? I mean, that just
seems
hard to believe. I think it's Fields' time moving forward. And how crazy is that he's going to get his first start in Cleveland against the Browns of all teams?
It is funny, right? Ohio State and that connection. And
is there anybody even a tiny bit torn, like, helping he does well, or is it like, are people just able to switch that over immediately?
I guess if you're living in the area and you're not a Browns fan, then you're rooting for him to do well.
But I want him to do well in the league. I don't want him to do well this weekend.
Not this week. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we're talking with Ross. Ross, are you surprised? It's only two games. I don't want to get carried away. But obviously Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson cannot have played much worse than they have in those first two games. Surprised how bad those two have been?
No, I don't know. I think they've both kind of been up and down, to be honest with you, and that's probably what I would expect. You know, it's just when you're on really bad teams, it's hard. It's really hard because you fall behind, then you have to throw it. Neither one of them has a good O-line. Like Mac Jones, the Patriots' offensive line is really good. Makes a huge difference, right? That's the problem, by the way, for Justin Fields. Bears' offensive line is not good, so it should be a get-right game for the Browns' D-line, and Justin Fields should be running for his life. You know, I think, like everybody, I think Mac Jones has looked the best of the rookie quarterbacks, but he's in by far the best situation. I mean, they've had the lead in both games. The offensive line's really good. They run the ball a lot. Meanwhile, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, they're down by two scores. They're throwing the ball every play. Their O-lines aren't very good. They're getting smoked. It's an uphill climb for these guys that get drafted number one, number two overall. There's something to be said for being like the 15th pick like Mac Jones.
Ross, just around the rest of the NFL, last night the Packers bounced back against the Lions. Are they back, or is that just the Lions are a terrible football team?
Well, I don't think the Lions are terrible. I think the Lions are actually okay. I think Jared Goff's actually too good to be the quarterback of a terrible team, if that makes sense. I just think they're going to win something. Like, Jared Goff's pretty good. I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback, but he's pretty good. I don't think they're only going to win one or two games. I think they'll win more than that. As for, you know, the Packers, I think the offense got back on track, but their defense, man, I mean, I don't know how much you guys watched of it. Jared Goff had like 10 seconds to throw the ball. Like the whole first half, they scored on three of their four drives in the first half. They scored 17 points. The one drive they didn't, they got a couple penalties. The defense is not good in Green Bay. Their coordinator, Joe Barry, does not have a good track record, to be kind, and I think it shows.
Ross, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Great insight.
Yeah, of course. You know, pretty nice second and third weeks to play Houston and Chicago at home for you guys.
It is a great opportunity.
Get
the
right
Browns
got
to take advantage of it. And then the Vikings,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
on the road.
And gosh, you guys could have so easily been 3-0. Anyway, we're not going back. We're going forward.
Yeah.
Moving forward. See you guys.
Keep it moving.
Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.